Let's wrap up our look at our Facebook feature this morning. Keep your comments coming in, though. It is thumbs up, thumbs down Thursday. Have you got one, Brett Mack?
Yeah, I've got a thumbs up today, PT. Go. We've got onto this little local baker in our part of the world in Ballarat.
Paris end of Ballarat.
Paris end of Ballarat, that's it. He sends a text with what he's baking at home every week.
Really?
You reply and you say, I'll have that, that and that, thanks. Then he puts them in a brown paper bag, leaves them on his front doorstep. You go and collect them and pay him electronically.
Pastries in the brown paper bag.
That, trust me, they are pastries.
There are other things I've heard of being in brown paper bags.
A little artisan baker just doing his thing.
Do you want to give him a mention, like his name? Or?
Yeah, I knew you were going to ask that.
And you don't know, do you?
No, I do. I'm pretty sure it's Bell Sprout Bakehouse or something. Look it up. You'll find him at local markets too.
Is he on Facebook?
I don't do Facebook, PT. I don't know. I think you could fax him if you want.
Peter says, thumbs up to the team at BHS Dental Clinic. I had a dental issue on the weekend. They fixed it up yesterday.
Good one.
I would hope you had a dental issue, not a goldfish issue, because dentists won't fix your goldfish issue. Barbara says, thumbs up to all involved in the local production of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. They should be feeling extremely proud.
Great.
Very good.
Apparently a very, very good show.
Yeah, I spoke to Roland about that, and he was... Yeah, big thumbs up for it.
Right. Has he been?
Yep.
Did he pay?
He went to the preview night, I think. He's a bit
so
special,
he didn't,
Roland.
Then.
No, of course not.
Kim says, thumbs up to Wheelchair Auto, always going above and beyond for their customers. But I'll throw in this thumbs down. Shane says, massive thumbs down to the Ballarat Taxi Service, and I want to know why this happens. At 3 o'clock yesterday, we booked a taxi for 5:45 pickup to go out for dinner. 5:55, I rang them to see where they were. I was told they can't guarantee a time. At 6:10, they drove themselves to dinner, which meant someone couldn't have a drink because they had to drive home. At 6:50... remembering, they booked it for 5:45. 6:50, the company rang to see where they were as they were at the house to pick them up. Why does that happen? Why can't they guarantee a time? I remember the days of ringing a taxi. You could book a time and they'd be there pretty much spot on.
Why I guess it's a happening? Demand thing, isn't it? But to be an hour and 5 minutes late.
Yeah, an hour and five is no.
Yeah.
Where are you? Are you serious? Mm. Come on, we've already gone.
I haven't used taxis in years.
No.
It's been Uber all the way for me.
Shane, well, you're that
I'm that
age.
Generation.
You're that generation. Mm. Shane says Uber for us from now on. Yeah, that's, I don't know why. Maybe the taxi service could ring us. Yeah, but you're right, Brett. It might be a supply and demand thing. Mm. Anyway.